What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
Our friend Adam Lefko from Turner Sports will join us about 10 minutes from now. Lefko, one of the best in the business. Very much looking forward to Adam Lefko joining us on You Better You Bet. All my bets for tonight will wrap up the show about 20 minutes from now, maybe 30 minutes from now. A couple bets in the NBA and college basketball, and we'll tell you about the BetMGM NBA no sweat token as well. Why, if you're going to bet on the NBA, you need to do it with our friends over at BetMGM. All right, have a couple of YouTube comments I want to get to. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Our friend Void Null with a couple chime-ins. The Eagles offense lost the plot. Saquon playing like giant Saquon. You know, 450 carries last year. A.J. Brown, only notable for the drama. I agree. Mark says Kevin Petullo, the main problem in Philadelphia, but you don't give away wide receiver once. I kind of disagree with that. You won a Super Bowl with A.J. Brown. Things were great with A.J. Brown. But if he's going to complain, and he's going to be dramatic, and he's going to read self-help books, and he's going to have cryptic Instagram posts like a guy or a girl, and I say guy because I've done it, and I've known other guys that have done it, who get into a breakup or some kind of relationship drama, and all of a sudden you're posting the lyrics from Gautier's classic, Somebody I Used to Know. You didn't have to cut me off. That is a good song, man. It's a really good song. Andy says, can't picture Mike Tomlin in anything but a Steelers hoodie. Well, you'll get to watch him in a suit next year on Fox. He'll be awesome, in my estimation. And Void Null with another comment here. I disagree with this one. Brian Flores is a bum. I don't care about conflicting personalities. If you can't win with Prime Tua, there's something wrong. Prime Tua? Prime Tua. Prime Tua was like, what year is this, 2026? It was like 8 years ago against Ole Miss. Not like 4 years ago against the Buffalo Bills. No. Think about the primes you'd rather have than Prime Tua. Amazon Prime. Prime Rib. Optimus Prime. Deion Sanders. Metroid Prime. I don't even like the Metroid games. There's my hot video game take. I don't like Metroid. Like, everyone likes Metroid. I don't like Metroid. I also think Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is an overrated game, and I prefer Link to the Past and Breath of the Wild. Is it, yo, these are things you say them in the wrong circles? Like, you get a finger chopped off for saying things like this. It's my opinion. I don't want to spend 9 hours in the water temple in Ocarina of Time. I don't want to spend 15 hours, you know, using the grappling hook in some, like, small room in Metroid. I'm good. Prime Tua. I mean, what the hell are we talking about? Stop it with Prime Tua. Brian Flores needs to be a head coach next season, and the Baltimore Ravens, I think, need to be the team that makes it happen. Talk some NBA from last night. Pretty newsy Tuesday night in the NBA. First off, you had the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely laying it on the San Antonio Spurs. And just in case, you know, we have newer listeners and viewers of the show, you know I love talking NBA, regular season, December, November, into the postseason, obviously, all year round. You know this already, but just in case people don't, you're not paying attention to the NBA until football ends, totally okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm grinding it so you don't have to on the NBA. So the San Antonio Spurs beat the Oklahoma City Thunder three times in the span of like 14 days at the end of the calendar year 2025. And kind of, you know, took the air of invincibility away from Oklahoma City. Last night, Victor Wembanyama, like a minute into the game, dunks on Chet Holmgren. And you're thinking, whoa, they about to beat the Thunder again? And then the Thunder seem to have this moment where they realize again, hey, like, we're the Oklahoma City Thunder, like, we're actually the best team. And they lay waste to the Spurs and beat San Antonio 119-98. If and when we get there, and we get a seven-game series with the Thunder and the Spurs coming up in the NBA Western Conference playoffs, I think it'll be awesome. I think it'll be filled with drama. And SGA is trash-talking De'Aaron Fox. We would never see SGA trash-talk. Never. In the playoffs, he's getting heckled by the crowd in Denver. He's smiling at them. You never get SGA jawing with the opposition. He's jawing with De'Aaron Fox. I think it will be a great series. And I think the Thunder will win. Like, this felt like the Thunder last night, realizing, hey, like, we are who we are. We're the best team. They've now won four straight games. And J-Dub, Jalen Williams, you know, not J-A-Y, J-A-L, Jalen Williams, is starting to round into form. And if and when that happens, this team is going to be scary. So good job by the Thunder last night. And before we take a break and bring Lefko on, Kenny, play the Giannis sound from yesterday as the Bucks get blown out at home by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
With a message to the five star fans who are displeased with this team's efforts in the first half.
So I'm going to set the stage for you. The Bucks are getting blown out at home by the Minnesota Timberwolves without Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert. And the Wolves are one of the best teams in the league. And since Thanksgiving, you can make a case they're the best team in the NBA. But no Edwards, no Gobert. They are blowing out the Bucks at halftime. They boo Giannis and the Bucks into the halftime locker room. Giannis comes out, gets that and one. They're still down by like 30, and Giannis does like the Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator, double thumbs down, and boos the crowd who's booing him. We're 3 weeks away from the 2025-26 NBA trade deadline. I don't know if the Bucks will move Giannis before the deadline. They should. One thing is becoming abundantly clear. Giannis, who loves Milwaukee and loves being a Buck, and that is not the setup to a joke, he sincerely loves it. He's losing it. His team's losing. They're booing. And he's had it. And he's handled this entire situation with class the entire time. But everybody's got a breaking point. And it feels like he's reached it. And one way or another, whether it's 3 weeks from now, Thursday, February 5th, and the trade deadline, or this summer, Giannis Antetokounmpo's career as a Milwaukee Buck, it's not if it's drawing to a close. It's when it draws to a close. And it could happen before we get Super Bowl 60 on Sunday, February the 8th. On the other side, one of my absolute favorites, one of the best guys in the industry and one of the biggest talents in the industry, Adam Lefko of Turner Sports will join us to talk his Eagles, a little NFL playoffs, NBA, college hoops, here on You Better You Bet on a Wednesday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.